The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Since many have undertaken to compile a narrative of events that have been fulfilled among us, just as those who are eyewitnesses from the beginning and ministers of the word would have handed them down to us, I have decided, after investigating everything accurately anew, to write it down in the orderly sequence for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may realize the certainty of the teachings you have received. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and the news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim the liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. How are you today? Good. This is between a teacher and a kid. Teacher asks the kid, "How old is your father?" Kid says, "He is 6 years." Teacher asks, "What? How is this possible?" Then kid says, "He became father only when I was born." Unlike many peoples in our world, we still enjoy with much freedom. But some are still struggling with poverty. Some others are burdened by financial debts, harmful habits, broken relationship, and so on. Hence, all of us, in some way, we are trying to come out from all our struggles. We do all the time. We always try to come out from all our struggles. Every day we do that. Today's readings tells us about the importance of the Word of God, and those who believe and accept the Word, God will heal us and free us from all our struggles. The Word of God must be received by our body. The Word of God must be received by our mind. The Word of God must be always active in our life. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God, and God became. So Jesus is the Word. In today's first reading, when the Jewish returned from the Babylonian exile, to Jerusalem. Ezra, the priest, played a great role in the religious life of Israel. What he did? He brought the book of the law of God, Pentateuch. Pentateuch means? Pentateuch means? First five books of Old Testament. It's called Pentateuch. So they had only the five books at the time. So he brought the book of Pentateuch. All the citizens of Jerusalem gathered in the temple square, including all children old enough to understand what was being read. Everyone gathered. Ezra the priest read the word of God from daybreak to noon. From daybreak to noon. Are you ready? Are you ready? If I exceed 5 minutes sermon, stop, man, we know. Stop, we know. We don't bear. See how the people began to listen from daybreak to noon. Why they want to listen to the word of God? What happened to them? The prophets are always around them. Why they want to listen specially? The people wept when they heard of God's great goodness to their ancestors and of the law he had asked them to keep. The great goodness of God towards his ancestors. What God asked them? God asked them to keep the law. Where is that law? The law is in the word of God. But they knew how these laws had been so seriously violated by their people in the past and by themselves. So the word of God was always seriously violated. They want to live as their own way, as they think. They do not want to listen to the word of God. Because if we listen to the word of God, we have to live according to the word of God. That is the trick. That's why sometimes when prophets go to preach the word of God, they say, hey, stop. We don't want to listen. If we listen to the word of God, we have to live according to the word of God. That's why people escape to listen to the word of God. Then what the people did? Ezra was going on reading, and people were listening. Then what happened? Then they bowed down and prostrated themselves before the Lord, their faces to the ground, and totally submitted themselves to the Lord, and they promised they will be faithful to the word of God. Here, they give promise to God. They prostrated themselves on the ground and said, Lord, we listen to you. Lord, we accept your word. Lord, according to your word, we live. So, this first reading teaches that when we are united in God, the infinite goodness and the infinite mercy of God flows in our life. This is what happens when we listen to the word of God. The infinite goodness and the infinite mercy of God flows in our life. The story of return of the Jewish exile is not just some faded page of past history. It is for us a very important incident in God's plan for our elevation and glorification. So, the incident that took place is not a faded one. It teaches us a lot. And in today's gospel also, Jesus goes to the temple and he began to preach. He began to read the word of God. Jesus himself is the word. And he reads the word of God. Because the word of God must be proclaimed. The word of God must be reached to everyone. That is the plan of Jesus. That's why Jesus proclaimed the word. With the word, he did so many miracles. Word and action. Word and action. So our life must also be with the word and with the action. So when we hear the word and when we put it into action, what happens? If we want to come out from our sufferings and pains, we need to listen to the word of God and we need to submit ourselves to God. We come out from all our sufferings when we listen to the word of God. In 2 Timothy, it says, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching the truth, rebuking error, correcting faults, and giving instruction for right living. And in the Psalm 119, your word is a lamp to guide me and a light for my path. So without God's word, we cannot live our human life. In the word, there is truth. When we come to know the truth, we put into action. That is how the word of God leads our life to the truth. When the word of God is hidden, there will not be truth in the human body. The word of God must be carried all the time. When we carry the word of God leads us to unite in God. That is the final stage. It unites in God. That's why St. Paul says, though many parts, it must be united. Though many parts, hand cannot say, hey, I don't listen to you. Head cannot say, no, I want to come down. Leg cannot say, I don't walk. All the parts in the human body must act as one, with one idea, one thinking. So, today's reading challenges us to hear, read, and put into practice the saving and liberating word of God. Faith without action is nil, nothing. So, if you want to be faithful, you need to read the word of God. Does everyone have the Bibles in your homes? Maybe. Go and dust it. and open it and read it. So hear, read, and put into action. Then it gives life. Thus, transforming our lives and to convey the salvation and liberation of Christ to others around us through our renewed lives. So when we put into action, we will be renewed. We will become new. The newness must be shared. That is how we share the word of God. Let us think about that. How much interested we are to listen to the word of God, and how much we are learning through the word of God, and how much we are putting into the action in our life.